I think that's exactly it. Adapting to a new language. The great thing is the pace that we've gone at so far. I mean, they've been very, very detailed. We've been able to take our time a little bit and really focus on the little things. And I think it showed out here today. You know, it's still very early, obviously, but the attention to detail and just the expectations of perfection are a couple things that really stuck out to me today that I think we're really going to make us a better team.
What have you tried to show them early on, Ryan, about yourself?
For me, it's about being myself, you know. There's a certain demeanor that I carry myself with. There's a certain way that I attack the game from a mental side, you know, just in terms of being the one that wants to kind of know it all and being the one that, you know, everybody can come to me with questions. It's important as a quarterback to have that, and it's not easy learning a new offense. And you know, I've got a lot of questions I've got to ask either Coach O'Brien or Coach Godsey, and you know, I'm not there yet, obviously, in terms of knowing even half of it, but we're a work in progress right now.
To what degree did you work with the receivers during the offseason, get to know them and get to chat with them to the degree that you also did the
quarterback? Well, I mean, it was, you know, everybody I came in knew, and it was kind of slow at first, you know, not knowing exactly the way we wanted the routes run. And so once we got some stuff installed, being able to get out on the field with them, and especially the mini camp and as OTAs start, I think we'll really be able to see those relationships grow a little bit in terms of chemistry on the field.
Have you been able to talk with any of the specific veterans, like some of the guys that were here last year, like Andre or some of the other receivers? Have you had a chance to talk with them yet to any degree?
Yeah, I saw Andre the softball game we played, whenever that was, last weekend, and just the guys that are around here. It's a nice blend of guys, but like I said, I mean, we've got to be able to find a chemistry, and a lot of that's going to be on the field and talking through it in meetings.
Have you had a chance to watch at all? I know you're busy doing your own thing, but watch Arian and see how he's doing, because you know, it's a big deal with him coming back from surgery and all that stuff.
No, I haven't. I don't know. He'd probably tell you a lot more about himself than I can, but I know he's a great player, you know, somebody that I've loved watching over the years, and I'm excited to be on his team.
Are you keeping track of the draft speculation, the speculation that Texas might take a quarterback of the draft?
No, I mean, there's nothing I can do to control anything that happens in that draft. There's, you know, I'm as clueless as you guys, maybe even more so, because I think some of you guys think you might have some knowledge there. But, with all the draft stuff, I mean, you take it for what it is, and, you know, just get excited once our team starts to come together and form, you know, to get everybody on the same page.
Are the players pretty much ignoring the draft talk this week and just kind of treading what's going on right now?
Yeah, I think there's so much going on with us as players in this mini camp right now in terms of the mental strain and being able to – I think there's a lot of excitement, too, being able to take, you know, everything that we've learned so far and compete against each other a little bit and put it on the field.
What do you hope to show these guys? What do you hope to bring these guys given the opportunity?
Well, I think – for me, experience is the big thing that I bring. You know, I've played in a lot of games and a lot of different systems, and so I've been through a lot of my career and seen a lot of different circumstances and experiences and things. And so I hope just everything that I've experienced in the past that I'm able to, you know, I've learned from a lot of that and able to pass it on to some of these younger guys, because I do feel a little bit old in the locker room now.
Have you noticed that James Harden's beard's a little bit longer than yours?
Yeah, it's definitely more impressive than mine, but there's still time.
Do you feel competitive about that?
No, not at all.
How do you feel like you fit in this system now that you've had a chance to see it a little closer?
I mean, I'm really excited about it. I think we've just scratched the surface in terms of what this system really is. You know, our knowledge of it is very basic right now, but you know, I think they brought me in for a reason in terms of fitting into their scheme, and I'm really excited. You know, a lot of my excitement stems from the guys I'm going to be out there on the field with, and you know, the Coach O'Brien and what he brings to a team.
What can be accomplished from a mini camp? What do you get out of this? These two.
Well, I think, you know, for the coaches, obviously evaluation and looking at different guys, and you know, for these guys, getting their first glimpse of us on a field, and you know, how we look, how we carry ourselves, all that. But I think as players, it's exciting just to get back on the field and do something football oriented. There's only so much you can do throwing routes on air and, you know, lifting weights. So to get out here, to be able to compete a little bit and to be able to see guys think at full speed rather than, you know, writing in a classroom and answering those questions, to be able to see them do it on the field and get your brain churning again out here, I think that's the biggest thing.
Is it an added curve like? Wrap it up, sir.
When you're getting all the install and learning a new offense?
It's a steep learning curve. I think I've been in a lot of different offenses. I've never been in this offense, and so, just like my rookie year, I've had to come in and learn something new.